certainly not the way for everybody.
Rav Chalap told us 2 points. He said there's paying attention to the word of Hashem, sam libo, caring if Hashem said something, and then there's paying attention to a person's own ways. Rav Chalap divided it into 2 things. Do we give heart? Do we pay attention to 2 things? Now, we can learn from Rav Chalap that there's a question, how much do I care to get it right? What did Hashem say? And that's 1 point to develop in ourselves. If we want to grow in the correct way, so then we have to develop within ourselves that desire to get it right, to pay attention. What does Hashem want of me? And the second point Rav Chalap said was, does a person pay attention to himself? Does a person check himself? Rav Chalap says, Paro is the epitome of a person who does not check himself. And so when a person doesn't check himself, so then they're not embarrassed of anything. When a person is working, a person takes time to ask himself, am I honest? Am I behaving correctly? Is what I'm doing ethical, moral, correct? Am I doing the way of the Torah? So then that in itself breeds a system of checks and balances. I'm going to check myself. So that means ultimately I'm going to move forward in the right direction. And that also means that I don't have to always work out of fear. It's not only a question of fear of Hashem, it's a question of I want to be the right person. So that's what will help a person to make sure their Torah is right, to make sure what they say is accurate. And here we see a concept which we've visited on other occasions. We saw it, I think, in the Magen Miduvna, that learning Torah is different than any other wisdom. You could be a top doctor, a top physicist, a top scientist, a top businessman, and have the traits of a dog. A person can really be a vile personality, and yet they can be a multimillionaire, and they can be very successful, and they can be the top surgeon, and many wonderful things they can do without developing their personality correctly. But they cannot be a top Torah sage without developing their personality correctly. Torah is a wisdom. We saw it, I'm sorry, in the Chazon Ish, in Emunah U'Bitachon. The Chazon Ish said, Torah is a wisdom that in order to develop it, you need to use the soul, not just the mind. To tap into Torah and get it right, to understand the values of Torah, in order to get it right, one has to develop the sensitivities of the soul. That is developed through fixing our traits. And that's what Rav Chalap ended with, this idea that these are enemies of the Talmidei Chachamim, people who learn Torah but do not have the fear of heaven. There has to be that fear of heaven. I want to make sure I'm doing what's right. I want to make sure I'm doing the will of Hashem. That's a component in allowing me to get the answer right.
As you say, you better be checking yourself a lot, because it's you can think you're doing. You know, you fool yourself. You have to have a good teacher, but
yeah.
It's every now and then, as we know, unfortunately, it's exposed where people who probably believe to themselves that we're doing it right. It's a certain step along the way. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I